Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday showdown with the Steelers.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. What questions you have?
John, when you look at this Steelers defense, what kind of stands out to you about what they're doing?
Well, I mean, it's what they've always done. You know, it starts with the front guys, the pass rush, stopping the run. Then they play downhill from there with those guys. But you got to handle those guys trying to make the play get over with quick. You know, they're a quick outcome type of a defense. That's what they strive for, and their guys understand it, and they do a good job.
John, I mean, there was a lot of questions, obviously, outside of their building when they decided to change from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson, despite the record that they had. They haven't lost with Russ. I mean, why do you think this team has been able to make such a huge change at that point in the season and kind of not miss a stride?
Well, we're getting ready for these guys. They're a very good offense right now. I mean, they've done some good things. Russ brings a lot to the table, kind of playing the way he plays. They've got weapons around them, good offensive line, so we're just getting ready to try to play our best defensive game Sunday.
John, is there anything you guys do differently in practice, just in terms of, you know, like years ago, maybe, you know, practice more with pads and stuff like that? I realize now it's a different time, but do you guys do anything different, I guess, in terms of the preparation given, the sort of intensity, the physicality, the nature of?
We always try to practice the highest level. You know what I mean? We really work hard to practice at the highest level, whatever it might be, try to have the best practice we can have, try to focus on our fundamentals. We try to practice in such a way as that we're going to try to play in the game because we think we're practicing for the game, not for practice sake. So we try to simulate the game as much as we can within the boundaries of, you know, the physicality of it and the trying to get the guys' bodies ready to go.
John, you talked about how games are just different feel, different energy. You guys play three. The Steelers have not played a division opponent yet this year. Do you view that as an advantage, or is there a seasoning aspect you feel like you guys have?
I know that we're playing the Steelers this week. You know, they're the guys on the schedule this week. And we try to do the best we can do to be 1-0 each week and stack up as many wins as we can. But we're focused on the challenge this week against this team that we're playing.
John, you guys are facing a couple familiar faces on Steelers defense and Patrick Queen and Deshaun Elliott. What have you seen on the tape with those two?
Yeah, I just think their defense is playing really well. I mean, every piece of it fits kind of they've got roles for their guys. Every piece fits in a way that they want it to fit. Those two guys specifically are playing at a high level, doing the roles that I think that they've always been good at. I mean, you see Pat play and you see Deshaun play. That's the type of stuff that they've always done well. They did it well here. As well, so they're playing well.
When you're going up against guys that you are familiar with that have been a part of this team, especially somebody like Patrick Queen, who was just here, a big part of the communication part, do you have to worry about changing things in terms of looks you guys normally do or the wordplay? I mean, do you worry at all about them knowing kind of the secrets of the blitz?
No, we don't worry about that at all.
John, we saw Kyle Hamilton run a little bit out here. Do you have an update on him? Do you think there's still a possibility for him Sunday?
It's the same as we talked about.
AFC North football always wanted the trenches. You know, they got a great front seven. Offensive line, you guys have been playing really well over the past couple weeks. Can you speak to how you guys match up against them?
We hope to be able to block them. That's how we match up against them. We're getting ready for a tough game against a really good front seven, as you said, and we're going to try to do our best.
Doing so many things in so many aspects of the game well. You guys kind of use your own self-study to maybe put yourself in the shoes of opponents. Because just like how good he is at everything this year, does it make it kind of tough for you to put yourself in the opponent's shoes, like imagine what they'll do because he doesn't have a whole lot of weaknesses this season?
I think that we just try to prepare for the defense that we're playing. I mean, the Steelers are a good defense. I'm sure they're going to play their defense, their calls, the way they play them, against the plays that they perceive, the players that we have.
All right.
All right, great.